Chloe, you must be a very proud auntie here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I think everything that Rachel's achieved is just so... I think we can't put the magnitude off an Olympic Games. I think sometimes people forget that just because we've had Olympians before. But I'm so proud of everything Rachel's achieved. And she's just... she's a great person under it all, which is makes it nice.
Yeah, a fantastic turnout here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we couldn't ask for more as a club. Like, we wanted to do something special for Rachel. And as a town, they always support everything we do. So we can only be grateful for the amount of people that came. And thanks to everyone for supporting the event.
Yeah, you mentioned that RFO always support their people. You were that once upon a time. Is it bringing back any memories?
Ah, yeah. Like, I've had some great homecomings as well. And like, as Rachel said, there's so many great sports clubs in the town. So it's amazing that, you know, sport is so big and it gives kids so many opportunities. So we're lucky in RFO that we have so many great sports clubs and we have to keep supporting them.
How did it feel watching Rachel step onto the Olympic stage? A lot of athletes say that it's, you know, more nerve-wracking watching someone you care about than actually doing it yourself. How did you find it?
It's way more nerve-wracking. Yeah. I think the whole year, the whole 12 months, you're just so nervous for her. And like, it is kind of, it's a bit emotional. She's my wee niece and, you know, you just want her to get there so bad, and then to watch her play in the biggest sporting event in the world, really. It's just, it's a really, really good feeling.
And it's another person from RFO representing Ireland on the biggest stage possible. Yeah. I suppose you and Sam kind of started that here. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? It must give you immense pride to know that you kind of inspired Rachel and now that Rachel is inspiring the younger generation once again.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Like, as you can see tonight, we're not standing in world-class facilities. You know, we're standing here in a very old, cold church hall, and that's where we grew up playing. And to have that rawness about it, and even just to come through a club like this, it's just, it's amazing to get to that height. And I think sometimes now I can see it since I've retired, but sometimes I think we don't actually realise the magnitude of what we're achieving coming out of this very small club. And the kids that are following in our footsteps, as Rachel said, there was kids sitting there tonight that are already national champions. And before, they would never believe that. And just, you know, that saying, can't see, can't be, it's so true.
There'll be an even bigger clamour for more youth badminton classes now, I'm sure. There might be a need for another court to go up here. What do you think?
We could do with another 8 courts here. Our club is already full by I don't know how many, and it's just hard, you know, trying to cater for the numbers. But I think it's a good complaint to have, and if any time we want to get anybody wants to give us an 8 court hall, we'd be gladly take it.
Yeah. What about yourself? Are you still playing a bit, or is it more of a coaching role you have now?
Yeah, no, I've actually moved into development in Bampton Ireland, so I'm not kind of really, I give back a bit to the club, but I'm not really coaching or playing at the minute. I'm kind of working and developing the grassroots of the sport, which is kind of a nice, it's a big change from high performance, but it's nice because that's where it all starts, and that's where it's important. If you don't have your grassroots, as we've seen through RTE and all these people, and all the pundits were saying, you don't get your high performance, so you need to have this as important to the bottom and the grassroots.
Yeah, well, there's still a bit of celebrating to be done in there, so I'll let you get back to it. Thanks very much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you very much.